Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
How to live your life better than you do, and nobody should be making your decisions for you.
Indeed. And you can decide to call us at 603-283-6160. That's what Rob in Vermont did. He's talking about a trial that recently wrapped up here in New Hampshire where a truck driver from, I guess, Eastern Europe was in an accident involving several members of a motorcycle club. And so what was it, seven people died? Rob?
Yeah, seven people died out of the club. But what they didn't tell the public was that club came from a keg party. Okay? And everyone was all drinking.
Drunk as a cooter brown.
And you said that the leader of the motorcycle club had roughly double the legal limit of alcohol. I mean, that is pretty drunk.
Right. And so they could, you know, they determined that the guy driving the pickup was not impaired.
Okay.
You know, but they did prove that all the guys driving them bikes, they were all impaired.
So this wasn't he wasn't a trucker as in like a big rig. He was just driving a pickup truck.
No. He was driving a pickup truck and he was pulling a
in this
trailer.
Case, it was a knockdown truck.
Right. And it was said that he was swerving all over the road, which in fact he wasn't. But the thing that's troubling about all of this, or a lot of different things, I should say, is that the guy was found not guilty. But yet right after that trial, right after, they took and he was detained by ICE.
Oh, yeah, I heard
that's
about
cold.
That. I heard,
yeah,
yes.
It was pretty terrible.
They're trying to, extradite him from the U.S. or something, or basically stay here illegally?
Him? Well, I mean, because he had another previous charge in another state, I guess. They can't send him back because he's a full American now.
Oh.
He got all of his walking papers or whatever you want to call it, but I don't know why how they could detain him if he's, you know, already
if he's a legal resident, yeah.
Yeah.
So
exactly.
what does our master, our Lord and Savior Sununu, what exactly did he say about this? Do you have any direct quotes?
I don't have the direct quotes in front of me, but he said that both him and the Attorney General dressed down the jury, saying that they got it wrong, and that this was a tragedy. And that, you know, the
did these idiots even sit through the whole trial?
Probably not.
No. I don't believe so.
They didn't make the case. Yeah. They didn't prove their case beyond a reasonable doubt and get a conviction. In fact, their case was so piss poor, they didn't even get a hung jury. 100% of the jurors voted not guilty, and they set this guy supposedly free, and then ICE comes and snatches him up.
You got to have a bad case if the jury's so upset they hang themselves.
Well, I mean, a couple other things too is that, you know, what's this? You know, what if, you know, if another trial comes up, you know, what are people going to think about wanting to be a jury member?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know, and then in my opinion, you know, if they had televised that trial, they would have found him guilty.
Why? Why do you think
that's
that?
That's what I believe. Well, because the people that are in power over New Hampshire are corrupt.
Well, that's true everywhere. I mean, I don't know if that would have made a difference as far as the jurors are concerned, because when you televise a trial, you're generally under orders from the judge to not shoot the jury as far as, you know, you can't show who they are. So they're just as anonymous in a televised trial as they are in a non-televised trial.
With cameras. I was thinking, God, you're never allowed to shoot them.
Well, this
is an illustration, though. So many people think they're smart by getting out of jury duty. And I must admit, last time I got a jury summons, I didn't show, but I didn't know. And also I was under
Well, you didn't get the summons until 2 months later.
Yeah. Also, I was under indictment, so there's no way they were going to let me on the jury. But if you ever have a chance to be on jury duty, you can save an innocent person's, maybe not save them from death, but save them from having all the value sucked out of their life.
You can save them from a conviction for some sort of quote-unquote crime that has no victim, which in many cases, or in the case of this person who is being wrongfully prosecuted, even though there were people who died in this particular case, it wasn't his fault. And that was proven pretty clear in this case. Obviously, the jury set this man free, despite the fact that he was an immigrant.
And always remember what they say in A&A. They say you can recover from addiction, but you can't recover from conviction.
My opinion is that, Prince Sununu should step down and let nobody take his place, because nobody tells the truth, nobody can fix the economy, and nobody cares about the poor.
And nobody should be governor. True. Thank you for the call tonight. I appreciate it, man. Governor. Thanks for bringing that story up, Rob, because I had heard the headline and I didn't know the details, and I appreciate you sharing that with us. So thanks for the call. It is a shame that you aren't running this time around, nobody, because and the only reason you really aren't, as I understand, is just because the criminal procedure, essentially, you...
Basically because I was under an indictment, and now I'm under sentence, so,
right, you can't.
So for 2 years, I'm pretty much stymied in that, but that's okay. I can build name recognition, because not enough people know who nobody is.
Yeah, and it's a shame, because last time you ran in 2020, you ran as a Republican. It was when you changed your name from Rich Paul to Nobody to run for office for governor as a Republican candidate here in New Hampshire. And you talked about changing to Democrats to run on that side of things, but again, the criminal charges basically prevented that from happening. But I was reminded of your absence last week. It was Friday. I took the day off, and Bonnie and I went to a political event where it was mostly, I think it was almost all Republicans, but some
I
of them were.
I wondered where you guys were.
Yeah, some of them were libertarians, running as Republicans or whatever. But there's an event that was put together by a lady named Therese Grinnell. She's called this show before, and she kind of got activated by the whole COVID crackdown situation. She'd never been an activist. She'd never been an activist before, and she was a nurse, and so of course things were really crazy where she was working, and so
now she's nursing a grudge.
I don't see she works for that organization anymore, but she is out, and she is definitely trying to make a difference in New Hampshire, and so she put together this event. Ooh. She invited people that were running for governor and for state senate and for executive council, so I got an invite to be there and have the opportunity to speak to the audience, which was at least 130 people by my count when I spoke, so not too shabby for a newer organization. And then later in the evening, they had the gubernatorial debate. And there are five people running for governor, I think, aside from Sununu, or maybe it's four, but several. There's several people. And I just thought, man, it's a shame nobody's not on that stage, because there was really no outstanding candidate at all. They're all very kind of conservative Republican sounding, and it would have been great to have somebody up there that actually understood the principles of liberty, because they don't.
Wow, they got nobody.
Yeah. Anyway, you were missed in that case. If you do want to see my...
Well, they've missed me every time. That's why I'm still alive.
If you do want to see my speech, it was all about independence. I took the time that I had and I focused on the new study that came out a few weeks ago showing that 52% of Republicans in New Hampshire already, before Trump got raided, They supported the idea of New Hampshire being an independent country and focused on some of the interesting statistics from that survey. And I got a lot of compliments after the fact. A lot of people. I got applause during a lot of, like, more applause than I expected during the speech and a lot of compliments afterwards. So people are open to the ideas of independence.
Yeah, there's been a lot of Twitter chatter. A lot of people twittering on about national divorce, and I think that's the way to put it, because it makes it clear what's going on. We got irreconcilable differences
with an abuser.
I mean, I'm on neither side, but I just hate living in a place where half of the people hate the other half of the people.
The number here is 603-283-6160. The latest.
Do you experience fatigue when you know you should have energy? One reason fatigue can occur is due to a lack of antioxidants in the body. This deficiency happens the older we get, or due to eating an unhealthy diet, or even due to exercise. Your body's number one antioxidant is glutathione. When your cells are depleted of glutathione, you will be fatigued, inflamed, possibly depressed, and may also feel pain. Empirical results indicate that consuming green metal whey protein powder is the most effective means of increasing glutathione production. Green metal whey supplies nature's richest source of the precursor to making glutathione within the trillions of cells of your body. This protein strongly supports the cell's ability to make glutathione. Add to this that green metal whey also supports immunity, energy, lean muscle development, fat loss, and has anti-cancer properties, and you have nature's most complete and strongest superfood. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Let's face it, food shortages are a real threat now. Supply chain breakdowns, inflation, fuel prices, global conflicts, fertilizer cutbacks, farmers being encouraged not to plant. The stage is set for the peanut butter to hit the fan. But for some reason, Americans are still in denial about food shortages. Listen, we don't take risks with other things in our lives, so why take risks with your food security? Those who know what's coming are using today to prepare. Millions of Americans have purchased Ready Hour emergency food from My Patriot Supply, the brand people look for when they're ready for real preparedness. MyPatriotSupply.com is America's largest preparedness company. Get stocked up on emergency food that lasts up to 25 years in storage to get you through tough times ahead. Your other choice is to stand in government food lines hoping for a handout. As we both know, that's not an option. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world, and that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
Talk Live. The phones are open, and you can join us here. The number is 603-283-6160. Whether you want to talk about the corruption of government, which, of course, is always corrupt, because that's what, the way it is. Centralized monopolies over power and violence. And no one should be surprised when there's rampant, vile people attracted to those jobs. Tonight, it's Ian.
Nobody.
Chris. And don't forget, you can join us online anytime. Just go to freetalklive.com. We do have a social media platform. It's at social.freetalklive.com. It's a Mastodon-based system. It's open source. It's self-hosted. It's federated, as they call it, with thousands of other Mastodons all across the planet. Very, very cool system, and you can jump on there and interact with other Free Talk Live hosts and listeners of the show over at social.freetalklive.com. Free Talk Live, of course, wants to thank listeners like Shooty, who is a Free Talk Live supporter of the AMPS program. Shooty is silver level, which means that he's doing what we ask, which is $5 a month to help us advertise, market, promote, and support Free Talk Live. And you can be like Shooty just by going to amps.freetalklive.com and get signed up there. It's our Patreon. You can do it with credit card, debit card, PayPal, your choice, and you get some cool benefits for doing that. So thank you, Shooty, and thanks to everybody who would join over at amps.freetalklive.com, amps.freetalklive.com. Chris, Pornhub. They're back in the news. This is one of the world's largest porn websites out there, and they were in the news a couple, maybe 2 or 3 years ago, for basically being cut off from credit card processing services by companies like MasterCard and Visa at the time because, well, there's this whole thing with these bankers that basically they don't want to do business with sex shops, they don't want to do business with porn producers, and anybody who's connected with the sex trade or the sex industry in some way. They just have a real tough time getting banking services.
Yeah,
they must be miserable human beings if, like, the thought of anybody getting off anywhere just drives them mad.
Yeah, there is, I think it's a right-wing organization, yeah. But I'm not 100% sure. So there's, like, it seems like the left is also, there's a left-wing extremist, like, group that I think would also, are also against porn, well, basically.
Porn is the one area where the religious nuts and the feminist nuts agree.
These are basically the same people, I believe, who were going after, like, homosexuality and things of that nature back in the day. And now they're going after entities like Pornhub and using what we say is FUD, or fear, uncertainty, doubt, to target entities that are in the porn business, basically.
Yeah.
And in this particular case, they basically, the New York Times did an expose, I think is how they phrase it, on basically the fact that there is what they're calling child porn on Pornhub. And
are we talking about years ago or
this
just
is
now?
Years ago,
right? Okay.
Well, I don't know if it was years ago, but it was. It's not that long ago.
Years,
it was,
two or three years. Or something. Yeah.
It might have been within the past year or two, but yeah.
What I read was there were actually some people who were abused, and films of their abuse was put online.
Yeah,
so that is particularly insidious. That's nasty.
So there's no doubt that, you know, there's probably. So what people have to understand is it's. The way Pornhub used to work was anybody could upload content.
Kind of like YouTube.
Yeah.
That way they
just like YouTube.
Yeah.
There's so much content being posted all the time. There's no practical way for any entity to, you know, review all of the footage.
So they would have to rely on their users to flag things,
right.
And then they could get a review.
And, of course, users, a lot of them are not going to flag content that they like, right?
Yeah.
So
just about none of them will flag content to like.
Yeah, and a lot of content will get flagged that isn't illegal, too,
sure.
Or against the rules or whatever. Anyway, so there's just all this content and or mixed information as to whether or not something, what to do about something. Like,
right,
there's always a question mark.
What they ended up doing, they got cut off by credit card processing for allowing people to sign up with credit cards. That was one sort of consequence of this. But they also created a new system to where they wouldn't allow anybody to just sign up and just throw an email in and start uploading videos. So they started doing Know Your Customer, basically,
yep.
And requiring identification from everybody that was uploading videos.
I believe it was even more than that. Okay, but yes, basically, in order to upload, you had to prove who you were, yeah.
And had a validated
stuff,
account,
right?
Or something. And I think that also meant they deactivated all the accounts that wouldn't validate.
They deleted,
right?
80%, I believe it was, of the content on Pornhub in order to, you know, appease, you know, these Christian fundamental, right, you know, nutters or whatever. And it's, I mean, it's, you know, I'm sure, like, you know, obviously when you have a content, you know, a site like Facebook or YouTube or whatever, or, you know, you go on the internet, user created content. There's going to be, you know, stuff out there, you know, that you are hosting effectively that, you know, you don't know about.
Yeah.
Now, they come out and they say, okay, well, you should have done something about this because it was reported. Well, it's a little bit more complicated than that, because when you're looking at content and somebody's 17 and somebody's 18, you know, how do you tell the difference just by looking at it? Anyway.
That's where they have records, mm-hmm, mandates and that sort of thing, right?
Right. Anyway, so they're kind of being...
Amateur content doesn't have that.
That's true.
Right. So, anyway, so they cut that off. Well, now that's not good enough, right? Like, deleting 80% of the content on your platform is not good. Nothing will be good enough until, porn goes away,
yeah,
basically. Until these
people.
For these people, about, right?
If somebody's popping a rod, you're doing something right.
Right. So, anyway, so there was, they're taking, and of course they use cases that are the most, how do I say this? They're at the...
Egregious?
Yeah, probably at the more, or something as the more egregious end of the spectrum to, you know, enrage us, you know, as the public reading these types of stories. And so in this case, it apparently involved a boyfriend filmed some sort of sexual interaction with a 13-year-old. I don't know if the boyfriend was...
Oh, boy.
The boyfriend might have been underage too at the time. Anyway, point is, it ended up on Pornhub. And
even under the new verified scheme?
I don't know if this was before that or after it. I think it would have been before that.
I think it was an old story. I've read this,
well,
but I don't know.
The lawsuit is happening today, but it goes back a ways. So it probably was before
the
restrictions. Anyway.
Who's suing who?
So the girl who was filmed...
Uh-huh. The quote-unquote victim.
Yeah, the victim. I mean, I don't want to say she's not a victim.
Somebody's doing
but
revenge porn. I would say that creates a victim.
Well, yeah, we don't know. Was it revenge porn, or did she consent to...
It doesn't say that in the story anywhere I've read. So, I don't know. It may have been, like, consensual. I mean, again... No, nobody under 18 or whatever in, you know, these people's eyes can consent. Therefore, it was somehow
abusive.
Well,
no, in New Hampshire and many other states, you can legally consent to sex at 16,
sure,
17, but
again,
you can't consent to have it recording.
I'm talking about these people. These people's definition is going to be 18 or 21 or something like that, right? So their definition, they can't consent, right? Legally, maybe you can in 16 in New Hampshire. In other states, it's different depending on the state. But
not to being recorded. That's the point. It's like you can consent.
Right. Even though they were minors and did the recording themselves, they can't
still
consent.
Illegal.
Even if you film yourself as a minor, it's illegal.
They'll prosecute you for that.
They consider it non-consensual, which is crazy. But.
Yeah, there's more coming up here. The number is 603-283-6160, and we'll see how this all ties into the payment system coming up as well, right?
Yeah,
it's Free Talk Live.
My name is Stephen Huer. In 1976, when I was 15 years of age, I was poisoned from 2 mercury dental fillings. The mercury came off these fillings in such high amounts that I went from having excellent health to having chronic constipation and candida overgrowth. I could barely eat any food for 4 years, which resulted in adrenal exhaustion by the age of 20. Despite years of diet experimentation, juice fasting, and intestinal cleansing, it was not until I took certain prescription sulfur amino acids that I healed my eliminatory function and eliminated my candida overgrowth. Later, it was not until I began to consume Green Meadow Whey that I eliminated my mercury burden 100%. Had Green Meadow Whey existed in 1976, I could have healed my gut and body decades earlier. Green Meadow Whey supplies a very high concentration of the sulfur amino acids needed to fuel glutathione production. Glutathione removes mercury and virtually all other toxins from the body. Set your body free from the burden of heavy metals and environmental toxins with Green Meadow Whey. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net or call 888-988-3333.
U.S. USA Radio News.
Health officials have announced that polio has been detected in wastewater samples in New York City. It comes just a few weeks after a case of polio was detected in Rockland County, located north of the city. The New York State Department of Health and the New York City Department of Health and Mental Hygiene said that the polio virus is likely circulating locally.
Wastewater sampling for disease surveillance is really, really important. We saw that for COVID, and we're now seeing its utility for polio. It becomes really useful to note.
Epidemiology professor Dennis Nash. The state health commissioner, Dr. Mary Bassett, said in a statement, the best way to keep adults and children polio-free is, quote, through safe and effective immunization. This is USA Radio News. FBI agents who searched former President Donald Trump's Mar-a-Lago home Monday removed 11 sets of classified documents, including some marked as top secret and meant to be only available in special government facilities. This is all according to documents reviewed by the Wall Street Journal. Meanwhile, Representative Scott Perry is calling out the Attorney General.
Representative Scott Perry, the Republican from Pennsylvania on Newsmax, has a problem with Attorney General Merrick Garland, as the reality of Mr. Garland's actions paint a different story.
That's not the impression anybody in America gets. They've watched this saga continue with Hunter Biden, and of course it goes right to President Biden. They've watched James Comey, Hillary Clinton. They've watched every single Democrat they know of, every single person on the left, get a pass for every single thing under the sun.
From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
This is USA Radio News.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
Here is 603-283-6160, and you can bring up anything you want here on this program, where it's open phones every single night. You can also join us online anytime. Just go to freetalklive.com, and you can follow us via RSS feed. What is that? Well, that's the technical name for a podcast. You can follow our RSS feeds. There are a few different ones that we have.
Really simple syndication.
Correct.
Is what that stands for.
You can go to feeds.freetalklive.com, and you'll find a few different options there. There's our main feed that has everything that we publish for audio. There's a digest-only feed for those that prefer the shorter version, the truncated versions of the show. And there's also the full episodes feed there as well over at feeds.freetalklive.com, plus links to some of the major platforms where those things are already plugged in. It's easy to subscribe there. So check it out at feeds.freetalklive.com. Chris, you were just getting into a story, sort of the history of Pornhub, which is one of the world's largest porn websites that used to just allow anybody to pop an email address in, create an account, and just start uploading content.
I don't even know if it was
That's what we like to call a bad plan.
That's what happened, and, well, I mean, I don't know how complicated it was, but it was supposedly very easy, and And then they realized that that was putting them at some level of risk because people were uploading things that they shouldn't have been legally uploading. And then they cracked down and they said, no, now you have to identify yourself. Now you got to prove an ID. You got to, yep, you know, basically go through a know your customer procedure, and you're putting your name on the line for anything that you upload at that point.
Yep.
And that you said that resulted in them wiping out 80% of their user generated content.
It's something along those lines. I think in the prior case there was, I think it had to do with Girls Gone Wild. They used to advertise on like late night back in the 90s.
That's right.
Anyway, so apparently some of those girls were underage. And basically, one of the problems with this is that when you get told that you've got content that is, you know, quote unquote child porn, and it's, you're paying somebody for that, you know, porn through whatever deals that you've got, and they're saying it's not child pornography or whatever, right? And there's no lawsuit. There's nothing to show that, yes, this, you know, there's no court making a decision.
That's you're supposed to keep records if you're gonna record somebody like that. So you can say, some of this person signed this form.
So some of this
is her ID.
So we have to remember that this wasn't always the case, right? Mm-hmm. This is stuff that's changed over the decades in terms of record keeping, right?
Sure.
That wasn't the case a couple of decades ago.
It was probably a couple decades ago, but maybe 4 decades it probably wasn't or something.
From the 70s, that wasn't the case, right? Okay, so
in the 70s, it wouldn't have even been legal to do it in the first place.
It was at some point in the 70s it became legal. Anyway, the point is that over the decades, and I think this might go back to the late 90s, something like that, is when the record-keeping requirement came into effect. I was alive. I remember reading about it when it was happening. So, I mean, I was pretty young, but I was a teenager probably at that point. But anyway, the point is simply that you end up, these things change, right? So you can't even have necessarily the law passed before, but it was going through the court system probably in the 90s, as far as something was going through the court system in relation to it at that point. Or maybe they changed a little bit somewhere in there. Anyway, but the point is simply that the laws are changing, right? So you've got to end up coming up, and this is, you have to remember, there's a difference between this has got to do with production, not necessarily hosting, right? So there's different rules for hosting. You're not necessarily liable for something that you host. You might be liable if you produce it and distribute it without doing the record keeping, right? That doesn't necessarily mean you're liable if you host something.
Makes sense.
Because it's user generated. Anyway, so it ends up getting very complicated when you have a ton of content. And remember, this doesn't just apply to Pornhub. The most amount of child pornography, as I understand it, is actually on Facebook, not Pornhub. So
it's actually probably on the FBI servers, but let's leave them out of it for the moment.
The point that I'm trying to make is that you're basically demanding this impossible, this impossibility, right? There's no way to have user-generated content. So unless you plan to get rid of YouTube and you plan to get rid of Facebook and you
they might want to do that,
right? I mean, this is effectively what is being argued by these, you know, these fanatics, these right-wing fanatics here. In regards to this, anyway, so this story though is more specifically, you know, it's using your emotions, it's getting at your emotions here because it involves a 13-year-old girl who, apparently, I don't know, it's not clear, but presumably they're not. Usually they'll say it if it was non-consensual, they'll say something to that effect because it will bring out even more emotion, right?
Mm-hmm.
So they haven't said that here, so presumably it sounds like it's a situation where, you know, the boyfriend,
she was knowingly involved, not recorded without her knowledge.
Right. She knowingly partook.
Whether or not you want to have a debate over whether or not she
uploaded with
her. Right. Whether or not you want to have a debate over whether or not she could consent, there would be a question of whether she was done without her knowledge, and then that's another question.
Right. It doesn't really matter. The point is just here that, basically now, at some point, Pornhub has to make a decision about this content. Anyway, so this is going to be one of those probably more extreme cases. Most of the content is probably not.
For the record, if you're uploading pornos of 13-year-old girls and somebody bitch smacks you, don't come to me for mediation. I will have zero, zero, zero sympathy for you.
Anyway, So content can easily get missed. It can get overlooked, even if it gets reported, because again, you're probably getting more reports of stuff that isn't actually, you know, forced or illegal or whatever than you are of stuff that is. And
it's just a bunch of people's opinions.
Right.
And you've got to filter through them.
Right. And then you've got to have somebody filter through them, which costs a lot of money because again, I mean, if you have to watch a 30-minute video to find out whether or not there's child porn in it, I mean,
yeah, you can't just glance at the first minute and you would know, right?
Right.
Yeah,
Then you have to remember,
and those poor bastards have to end up shell-shocked after just watching just the worst of the worst of the porn in the world.
God.
I mean, two girls, one cup, day, every day. I mean, sooner or later, you just blow your brains out.
Well, there's actually stories about, I haven't heard them about the Pornhub reviewers, but the Facebook people, the people that are tasked with reviewing all the reported posts on Facebook, you know, violence posts, gore posts, just they're the worst of the internet is what these people have to deal with, and it is pretty tough, and apparently.
They've got a fraction of
a second. That's why they don't have anybody on 4chan. They couldn't keep them.
No.
They've got a fraction of a second to make a decision as to whether or not this is allowed or not.
Right? Offensive image up,
so,
and then
taking that into consideration, right? Even if you have five people, you know, say yes or no, right, like reviewing it, which would never happen. But assuming that happened, let's say it got reported five times and five people reviewed it, it could be, you know, reasonably, it could be, say, you know, the reviewer could be like, no, this doesn't look like whatever, right? Mm-hmm. And it could still be child porn or whatever.
Yeah, it could be wrong.
And you know, anyway. But that doesn't mean that the company didn't make a good faith effort. You know, they had a system in place. They did, you know, what they, you know, might be even more than reasonable in terms of complying. But that's not good enough. That's never good enough. And anyway, so this case, let's get into this case a little bit. Visa and MasterCard said Thursday, card payments for advertising on Pornhub. So they've already suspended Pornhub for taking payments. And I think it had to do with giving money to the porn stars basically on Pornhub because like there's a way to donate. And I think that's what was suspended before.
A couple of years ago they were prohibited from allowing customers to sign up with Visa and MasterCard.
They're in suspension bondage.
Yeah, and wasn't that in order to pay or make donations or maybe
for a paid account.
So apparently there's a second.
That's when they started taking Bitcoin, and that was what the news was at the time.
Okay. You're probably right. So in this case, what they're doing is they're selling advertising on Pornhub,
Because that's what they're desperate, right?
They can't take money for, you know, users accessing the site, I guess, or something to that effect. So now they're just selling advertising.
Said that porn would be the killer app for cryptocurrency. Mm. That's what made the internet must-have.
Yep.
So here's what the story says. Visa and MasterCard said Thursday card payments for advertising on Pornhub and its parent company MindGeek would be suspended after a lawsuit stroked controversy over whether
stroked.
Yeah.
Does it actually say that?
Yes, it does.
Giants,
they're accusing Visa and MasterCard of facilitating child pornography because
they're
allowing Pornhub to accept credit cards for a site that doesn't even have user-generated content anymore.
Who's accusing them? I want to come back to more of this.
In the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Europe to dispense fresh liquid whey. The sick would recover their health and the aged would become rejuvenated. There's only one whey protein powder on the market that can generate and surpass the results seen in the whey spas in Europe. But first, let me tell you the story of 90-year-old Mary, who was semi-bedridden and in hospice care. Mary had been consuming only a pea protein and pasteurized milk drink. Then Mary was put on to Green Meadow Whey mixed with raw milk. She was given 2 to 3 whey drinks per day. On the very first day, Mary was up and came into the kitchen and made chicken soup. She was on her feet for many hours. 3 days later, Mary had gained 2.5 pounds of healthy weight. Green Meadow Whey is health-giving to both young and old. Green Meadow Whey is guaranteed to make you feel better, stronger, reduce your inflammation, and eliminate virtually all toxins from your body without feeling sick. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer, can communicate information, and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for youth.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals into your body.
And nicotine, which can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media.
Many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping.
Because when you talk, they hear you.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world. And that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
I'm about to give you a life-changing URL that if you will simply visit it and give these tax consultants a call, it will change your life. Whether you're a blue-collar worker or whether you're a school teacher or whether you're a scientist or whether you're a millionaire, almost no one out there is taking advantage of legal, lawful tax loopholes. Go to GCNTaxCut.com. It takes you right to American Tax Solutions, and they will give you an amazing preview of what they can do for you. GCNTaxCut.com, GCNTaxCut.com.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
It's Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything in the remaining moments. If you want to join us, the number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. And I want to let you know about an event coming up in October where our very own Mark Edge is going to be speaking. It is called Liberty in Our Lifetime. Free Cities Foundation is their annual conference this year happening in Prague, October 21st through the 23rd. They're showcasing autonomous cities and intentional communities springing up around the world, offering opportunities for settlers to live freer lives. The theme this year is Parallel Structures for Progress. They'll be exploring physical developments and parallel structures emerging in education and finance, offering alternatives for people looking for better ways to learn, educate their children, and invest in the future. You can go to their website, lifetimeliberty.com. Use code FTL20 when you're checking out with your tickets for 20% off of the tickets that you purchase to go to Prague, October 21st through the 23rd. You can follow their Twitter account, which is LibertyIOL. That's at LibertyIOL to get updates on the event. And if you want to pay with Bitcoin, you can send them a message over Twitter, and they will facilitate that for you. It's lifetimeliberty.com.
What? What does that mean?
Whatever the, I don't know. You have to attend the conference and see for yourself. Once again, lifetimeliberty.com, October 21st through the 23rd. Chris, you're telling us story involving a teenager who was ostensibly recorded and video posted online. She's under the age of majority in most countries. And
yeah, it happened a long time ago now.
And Pornhub is now being sued over this.
Yeah. Well, that's a good question. Yeah, Pornhub is being sued, and Visa MasterCard's involved now. And
are they in New Mexico? Because I hear that only happens in New Mexico.
They're being attacked because they're now being accused of facilitating child pornography as a result of...
Visa MasterCard are being accused of this?
Of providing services to Pornhub.
The defendants in the case?
Who created the dollars?
Well,
though?
I don't know that they're defendants in the case, but they're being pressured by these right-wing nut jobs, and they're using this emotional case to basically, even after they've just, you know, eliminated all user-generated content, which is where the case generated from.
Yeah.
You know, they're being attacked for, you know, so-called facilitating, you know, child porn. And the crazy thing is Pornhub, they, you know, the whole thing is just, it's just a crazy case.
All right, what else do we need to know about it?
So Visa and MasterCard said Thursday the card payments for advertising on Pornhub, okay, so they're accepting money using Visa and MasterCard to accept money from people who want to advertise on Pornhub, basically, right?
They're not allowed to anymore. It's suspended.
Yeah, so they're suspending it because of pressure, because Visa and MasterCard are being accused of facilitating child pornography because of something Pornhub did ages ago, and Visa and MasterCard allowed, you know, quote unquote,
they would
to
have
go
no
home.
Idea, of course.
Well, right. Anyway, so, but even if it was reported to them, it's not like they're going to investigate. They're doing, you know, they're just doing credit card transactions. Mm-hmm. They can't, based on the credit card transactions, they don't know, you know, what's going on with Pornhub anyway. And Pornhub is a big business. It's one of the largest, you know, pornographic.
It's one of the largest websites, period.
Yeah, and it's MindGeek owns other sites as well. So it's not even just that. So if anybody is going to have a responsibility, it would be Pornhub. It would be MindGeek. It wouldn't be Visa. It shouldn't be Visa and MasterCard.
Okay.
I mean, if MindGeek can't even handle it, being the largest.
Well, as you said, it's not clear whether or not they're even defendants in the case. They may just be covering their ass.
They're not. Visa and MasterCard, I don't believe they're defendants in the case. Okay. They're just reacting to the public pressure from the, you know, right wing, you know.
Yeah, it's them saying, hey, we're doing something.
Right.
It's the right wing version of woke.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Let's see here. So Visa obviously condemns sex trafficking, blah, blah, blah. Kelly said the court decision created uncertainty about the role of traffic junkie. And basically what she's referring to is...
Traffic junkie?
Yeah, that's their advertising arm for MindGeek.
Okay.
Uncertainty.
Some interesting naming going on there. Mm-hmm. I don't know.
So basically Pornhub... knows that there's child pornography on its site. Right?
That's what they're alleging in the case, you mean?
Well, that's what the judge ruled, okay?
Oh, this case is over.
No, that's just like a first part of the case.
Oh, okay, an initial ruling.
Right. And the problem with this is that every hosting platform knows there's child porn being hosted. It's not whether or not you know there's child porn being hosted. It's whether or not you know about specific content that's being hosted and how you dealt with it, right? So otherwise, everybody's guilty.
Well, presumably, if they knew and did nothing,
child porn,
then they would be guilty. But if they're alerted and they remove it, then they wouldn't be.
Right, exactly.
It's one thing to know that your service is being used for a particular purpose, but like, I know that there's now, because somebody just told me, that there's a bunch of child porn on Facebook, and Facebook likely knows that too, but knowing that it's there and finding it,
but do they know where
are
it
two
is?
Different
right.
things.
Right. So specific instances, right, have to be reported before there's, you know, anyway. So, but the judge didn't rule that. They're just ruling that, okay, yes, there is or was child pornography, you know, hosted, and MindGeek knew that there was child pornography hosted. As far as I know, they haven't proven that, you know, they knew this specific instance or anything like that. That would be proven at trial. Anyway, so... Anyway,
or not.
This is what created the uncertainty for Visa and MasterCard. Yeah. That's what she's referring to. Kelly said the court decision created uncertainty about the role of traffic junkie, MindGeek's advertising arm, and accordingly, the company will suspend its Visa acceptance privileges. Again, remember, this is all over an accusation that hasn't been proven in court yet.
Sure, that's typical.
I mean, if it's all it requires is an accusation like this, I mean, they can shut anybody down.
Sure.
Any major psychic.
Well, they can shut anybody down. They're shutting gun dealers down, yeah. Visa and MasterCard are, the banking system.
Are we supposed to disconnect the internet?
Crypto.
Are ISPs supposed to disconnect the internet from everybody because they know that there's child pornography out there? I mean,
well,
that's crazy.
If you can't prove you're innocent, you shouldn't be on the internet.
I mean, yes, child pornography is bad, right? But you can't overreact like this, and that's what's going on. They're overreacting, and
but it's typical for these corporate people. I mean, these corporate guys are going to always go this direction. I mean, even in the Crypto 6 case,
yeah,
that nobody and I and four of our friends were charged in. Andy, who was one of the six, he lost his job immediately from Walmart, where he had worked as like a manager in one of the distribution centers for years. And they just
God, there's people working for Walmart that have done some stuff that curl your hair.
He was just alleged to have, you know, allegedly lied to a bank. And, I mean, they fired him for that. And there was nothing proven.
Right.
So this is typical. These corporate guys, they will jump to, they'll hop to, whenever the government says hop, they hop, they say how high.
Yeah.
And they hire felons.
Sure.
Don't they?
I don't know. Maybe.
Probably.
I mean, I've seen some of their staff. I'm pretty sure they do.
So Visa also suspended the sites that contained user-generated content. So basically, Visa and MasterCard are suspending all sites, I think, that have user-generated content.
So basically, this is going to come down to a site like Pornhub is going to go in the same direction as YouTube, where, there's still some user-generated content on YouTube, but for the most part, they're pushing the mainstream stuff like CNN.
To turn the internet into cable television.
Completely corporatized.
Save space.
Yeah.
And so they're going to make it so that the site will still exist, but it will only have professionally produced pornography on it that has all the paperwork in order.
That's 100% already happened with Pornhub.
And nobody will ever present an interesting idea on YouTube again.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So here's what the story says about, you know, what happened exactly. The woman is suing Visa and MindGeek over sexually explicit video her boyfriend filmed of her when she was 13 years old. So nothing about it being forced or, you know, I mean... Anyway, it was obviously
still
illegal, but yeah, right. U.S. District Judge Cormac of the Central District of California in Santa Ana said Visa made the decision to continue to recognize MindGeek as a merchant despite its alleged knowledge that MindGeek monetized child porn. So not proven, just alleged.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see here. Hedge fund manager Bill Ackman recently spoke out about the controversy.
He's just hedging his bet.
Calling on Visa to pressure Pornhub to remove child pornography from the site, which they already did a couple years ago. They've already done all this, right? Like, this is the crazy. This is how crazy.
It's old news, and it's new news.
It's sort of an update because they're trying to kill all revenue to Pornhub, not because of child pornography, because child pornography doesn't even exist anymore because there's no user-generated content. It's solely to go after Pornhub because, you know, they're...
They got money.
It's porn, you know. Yeah. These people don't like porn. And the sick thing about
they show things that Republicans' wives won't do.
I think the sickest thing about this is that you've got all these, you know, people who are, you know, getting up there and defending this, you know, defending what Visa and MasterCard are doing. And they're saying, you know, this is what they should be doing or whatever. And it's absolutely crazy because it's like, well, if you do it to Pornhub, you also got to do it to Facebook, you got to do it to YouTube, and you basically completely shut down, you know, the internet as we know it.
Yeah, they would have a tougher time getting away with it.
How about DARPA? They developed the whole internet in the first place. They need to be shut down.
I think they're going to have a tougher time going after Facebook, though, because there's so many more people.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.